So how good are you at predicting the future? Have you had some of those moments where you say to yourself, I can see exactly where this is going to end up. I've seen this before, here we go again. Maybe that's about snow in March, or maybe that's about most of the Viking seasons crashing and burning, but I'm sure sometimes you've had those moments where you predicted something and you actually were spot on. Jesus' prediction that Peter will deny him three times before the cock crows twice might have come from a unique divine insight. Or maybe it simply came from Jesus' human knowledge about people, like we have. Jesus knows Peter. He knows his strengths. He knows his weaknesses. And he knows that even though Peter claims that he will never deny Jesus, and that he will even die with Jesus if he has to, that in fact Peter's faith and love are not as strong as Peter thinks they are. Jesus knows our fallen human nature, and he can easily see where this attitude of Peter is going to lead. That when push comes to shove, he won't only run from Jesus, he will deny he even knows him. Doesn't it make you just wonder that Jesus lets this happen? He doesn't chastise Peter to make him work harder in this moment, or doesn't make him perform like a litany of reassurances. He simply lets it happen, and he invites him to continue staying with him, even into Gethsemane, where Peter promptly falls asleep. Here's the man who says he's ready to die with Jesus, but he can't even stay awake for 1 hour. The prediction's already coming true. It makes us think tonight of the parable of the prodigal son. The prodigal son insults his father by asking for his half of the money even before his father is dead. And the father gives it to him. Lets him go. Watches him walk away. And all the while he sees the future misery of his son among the pigs. It's almost like the father is thinking to himself, I can see exactly where this is going to end up. I can see where this is going. But both the father of the parable and Jesus have this in common. They never withhold their love. Their love is so constant, so faithful, and so strong that they continue to love without hesitation, even though no love is returned. Their love is not given in order to be loved back. We all know how much it hurts to offer love, friendship, kindness to someone else, and get nothing back. To get coldness, apathy, even taken advantage of. And all of us can endure that a little bit, holding out hope that, well, maybe this next time we'll find our love has been returned. But after 10 times, 100 times, 1,000 times in a row, our love runs out. We're sick of getting hurt. And so we cut people off, we slam the door, and we look for someone else to give our love to. We withhold our love. And we discover, and truthfully, in great horror when we see this, we discover that so often we love others only in order to be loved back. And precisely in that place is where we need salvation, why we need salvation. God, who is love and who only has love to offer, who only has love to offer, we've offended and insulted and blasphemed time and time again. For millennia, God's wayward children, all of us have not loved him back. We've not been faithful to his love. We have even taken advantage of his love. We have spent his love to live among the swine of our sins. We have ignored this love, spurned this love, and finally killed love itself on the cross. And yet, God refuses to withhold his love from you and me. No matter how many times we've denied him, no matter how much we've hurt others, no matter how deep we've lived in darkness, he holds out his love to us. He holds out his love to you. Like the father who sees the prodigal son come home and throws him a party, Jesus embraces us and offers us only more love when we wake up from our misery and come to our senses and turn back to our Heavenly Father. There's only more love there. His love is so unlike ours. Truly, this man is the Son of God. Even when we had killed love itself on the cross and buried him in the earth, love would not stay dead. God raised Jesus from the dead, and now he is alive among us until he returns again in our Father's glory. Brothers and sisters, Jesus never withholds his love. So let us return his love today. Though we have fallen like Peter, we can be restored like Peter. Though his denial came true, so did the resurrection of Christ, which Jesus also predicted. Jesus never withholds his love. How great is his love! How his love has saved us from our sin. So let us return his love today for love's sake, saying, Jesus, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Jesus, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Jesus, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner.